Room 10 is over on this side, and if you are interested in being baptized, you're welcome to join us for Sunday school, whether you've signed up yet or not. Also, it's never wrong to bring baked goods. So whether they're selling them or not, it's never wrong to bring baked goods. Just go ahead and bring them. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4 is where we're going to be. I got a little quiz for you first as we start off. What do you call a goat who paints pictures? Oops. Vincent Van Gogh. What's a goat's favorite TV show? America's Got Talent. Here's one I think you're going to know. What do you call an outlaw goat?
Billy
the Kid. There you go. All right. Why are goats from France musical? They have French horns. Why did the ram run over the edge of the cliff? He didn't see the U-turn. Why do they call young goats kids? Because their parents can be as stubborn, just like human parents can be. Now, that last one, of course, wasn't a joke. It's just an observation from Scripture. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Father, thanks for your word. Help us to apply it well today and off into the future. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. With apologies to the text, I'd like to start with the parents first. Why in the world would a parent ever exasperate a child? Why would we put them to task? Parents are loving, patient, forbearing, sacrificial, gentle. You'd lay your life down for your kids. So what's this talk about exasperation? All that may be true, but parenting can test a person. It can stretch an individual's sanity at times, perhaps even beyond human capabilities. I say it may be true that you're patient and kind and all of those things, because not everybody who has fathered or mothered children really deserves the title of parent. Some start out selfish and they never change. And some just really get messed up. But this morning we're going to talk to those of you who are loving and sacrificial, those kind of parents. Why would the Apostle Paul think it necessary to say to people like us, don't exasperate your child? And remember, he's writing to the Christians in Ephesus, not the pagans there. Do Christian parents ever become, or do they ever exasperate their children? If you were raised by Christian parents, you ever say things like, well, when I grow up, I'm never saying that to my kid. Well, when I grow up, I'm not going to treat my kid that way. We're going to do things differently. And how many have found out you say the things you said you'd never say, feel the way you said you'd never feel, do the things you said you'd never do, kind of the pattern laid out there. Exasperation is often passed along. You don't mean to be exasperating. How many ever meant to irritate your spouse? You woke up in the morning and said, how can I get their goat? How many have ever irritated your spouse? Yeah, well, there's a few of us here. You didn't intend to, but there's something about exasperation that is contagious. You get exasperated and then it just kind of ekes out. You don't even know you're being exasperating at first. But if you have a good spouse there, willing to point it out to you that this behavior should be corrected post haste. Exasperated people tend to exasperate those around them. my wife is able to tell whether the Steelers are winning or losing and doesn't even have to look at the television. She has this deep sense about her. You see, sports teams can be quite exasperating. They lose to teams they're supposed to beat. And as you watch them play, they're running that same play again. It hasn't worked all game, and everybody in the stadium knew that's exactly what, and then they do it again. And although I'm very calm and I hide my frustration very well, my wife's very sensitive and able to pick up on the subtle nuances of when the Steelers aren't doing very well on a Sunday afternoon. Parents don't get exasperated, do they? It's not hard to be a parent, is it? It's always so joyful. Remember that joy when they first brought you that baby? How beautiful, how tender. They smell so sweet. Well, if you haven't parented a little one for a while, let me remind you of a few things. Babies cry a lot. Ours especially love to cry at night. All night, every night. They poop and pee a lot, especially at the most inconvenient times. You've got everybody ready. You're ready to go out the door. You're running on time. Oops. And if you're lucky, you not only have to change them, but you have to change you too, because you happen to be carrying them at that moment. Children want your attention, especially when you're on the phone or trying to listen to something. Or trying to do something like balance your checkbook. Or trying to talk to another adult. Okay, what do you want? They break a lot of stuff. They grow out of clothes as quickly as you take the tags off of them. You cook what they said they wanted, but now they don't want that anymore. Runny noses. Splinters that hurt, but they won't let you touch it. Temper tantrums, childhood illnesses. They puke on you. They puke on the carpet. They puke on your boss's shoes. Homework. Bullies. Both being bullied and being the bully. They take turns at that stuff. Muddy feet. Surgery. Braces. Glasses. Contacts. Meltdowns in the mall. Science projects. Oh, by the way, I have a, when's it due? Tomorrow. What do we need? We need some rocks from off the moon, dust from the rings of Saturn. Oh, and then here's a good one. They start dating. And everything else I mentioned before this one pales in comparison. You stay up at night listening for the engine of their car, their tires pulling into the driveway before you can drift off to sleep. Now, most would agree that the rewards of raising children far outweigh the costs. But oh, the costs. Start with no sleep. Add a sick, poopy diaper. If you're experienced, you know the difference between a healthy poopy diaper and a sick poopy diaper. Whew. Yeah. The child won't stop crying no matter what you do. Junior lost his glasses again. They're $160 a pair, you know, because America's Best is lying about that two pairs for $69. Well, they need new glasses, so there goes your new pair of shoes. And I guess we're having spaghetti again for dinner tonight. Add to that any exasperation that you happen to experience at work. House maintenance, cars, life itself. It's not if you get exasperated, I love that happy couple. But when you get exasperated, try not to pass it on to your kids. The best defense is not to get exasperated in the first place, but when you're not well, when you're not right, when your emotions are frayed, trying to parent well can be quite difficult. But be very careful. Their egos are even more fragile than ours. Their coping mechanisms are being formed by watching us deal with our stresses and life. Your kid's success is predicated more on how you handle stress than what preschool you send them to. Ouch. Ouch. You can teach them to read. You can teach them to add. But you're really teaching them more by how you respond to the news of the day, to what's going on in the family or the neighborhood. That's actually rather haunting. Your kid's success is predicated more on how you handle stress than what preschool you send them to. Do you gather the family around and say, "Let's pray"? Do you lift up the name of Jesus in the middle of the difficulties of life? It's a great go-to. Discipline, but don't exasperate. Teach, but don't frustrate. Mentor, but don't obsess. Laugh more, yell less. Hug, don't harm. And when you blow it, apologize. Don't defend yourself, don't make up excuses. Kids, I'm sorry. If you need help, get it. Counseling. Good books. Talk to others. Practice getting your children's attention. Opening their spirit. Take advantage of teachable moments. Slow down. If you're in such a hurry, if you're so busy, if you're trying to raise a family on the fly, perhaps one of the gifts that COVID gave us was that a lot of activities came to a halt. Please don't rush back into all the activities. I've seen families so busy every night of the week. There's no margin. There's no time just to be a family. There's no time just to be human. I just finished a book on Adoniram Judson, who was a missionary, first missionary to Burma in the early 1800s. Do you know how long it took him to get from America to Burma? Over a year. They actually would just go from country to country sometime by ship. You know, I always wondered about that. Paul said it took him 14 days through that storm. I always thought it probably felt like 14 days because it was a storm and they didn't see the light of day. No, it literally took weeks, if not months, to get from one port to the next by ancient means. If the wind wasn't blowing, you weren't a-going. And if it was going the wrong direction, you'd end up in a port you weren't planning on getting there. It took months to get from one place to another. We zoom around. And the guy had nothing to do for over a year but read. That was the only entertainment. That was the only. So they would take stacks of books. Their books would outweigh their luggage. And you had time to think, to be, to pray, to plan. And now we're just so fast. And the little ones can't keep up. And because they can't keep up, we put a device in their hand that's Then we ask them to calm down when it's dinner time. They can't, so we give them another device. And you can just keep playing while you're eating. Nobody knows what they had for supper, because everybody's mind is still going 100 miles an hour. Laugh more, yell less. Practice getting their attention, opening their spirit, communicating one-on-one. With time, wean them off of rewards and treats, teaching them about good, feeling good for doing good. Pray with and for them, especially when they've got trouble. Having an assignment, they're not getting the math. Let's pray. God can open your mind. God can help you to understand. God can help you to read better. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. Now we'll talk to the kids a little bit. Kids, grow up. Grow up. Love, honor, and respect dad and mom. We see a lot of rebellion from the earliest and littlest ones. If you will obey your parents, God promises, you'll have a good and a long. What good is a long life if it's not a good life? But if it's a good life, you want it to last for a long time. And God said, this is how you get a good long life. You honor and obey your parents. When you throw a fit or do something bad, just say you're sorry. I'm sorry, I blew it. I'll do better next time. I'll try to do better next time. Treat your parents with love and respect. Make them feel special, because really they are. As we grow older ourselves, remember the kindness that our parents gave to us. Do what you can to pay it back. And even if they didn't earn the greatest parent awards in the world, honor them as you honor your heavenly Father, and God will see and God will bless. Take over the family holidays. Do for them as they had done for you. Do something every time you visit your folks if there's something to be done. That was actually my favorite part of visiting my mom and dad. Dad always had a list. And take care of the things and check them off of the list. Make yourself useful. Don't stay dependent on your parents. Get your own car inspected. Make your own doctor's appointments. Take care of business. I remember we had a wedding here. A number of brethren families rent out our facility when they have a wedding. And I had forgotten something in my office that I had to come through while they were doing the reception. And as I walked through the gym, there was a lot of activity going on all over the place. There were a lot of people. But they had a reclining love seat in the one corner. And the oldest grandparents were seated on the reclining love seat. They had their feet up. And there were kids and adults sitting around listening to what the oldest ones had to say. Now, I'm not sure if this is the family or not, but I think it was the family. This couple had had 10 children, and those 10 children each averaged 10 children. They had 100 grandchildren. And this family wasn't pretending to give honor. They were honoring. These grandparents didn't have to go get their food. Their food, anything else I can do for you? And it was genuine. It was real. It was sweet. It was special. It's good to know that people like that are multiplying and are helping to fill in some of the ranks. Honor as honor is due. We're not teaching our kids how to treat. We are teaching our kids how to treat us by the way we treat our parents. So they're listening when you get in the car. Boy, did you hear my mother say this? Boy, every time we come over, we got to, I'm not coming anymore because. Or is it, you know, they were always so good to me. I hope there's something else special we can do the next time that we come over. Not everything we learn growing up is the right way for things to be done, even if we turned out perfect through the process. Keep your heart and your mind open. Maybe not everything we experienced growing up was the best way to be raised, even if we turned out perfect. Are you still growing? Are you still learning? One thing I love about life is that there's always a chance to start over again, to do better than we have done in the past, to make adjustments along the way. So, parents, don't exasperate your kids. Don't expect more out of them than they're able to give. Kids, love and obey your parents. This is good. This is right. And together, let's do this thing called family. I remember when we were younger and our kids had colic and they never slept and we were afraid. And our parents would say to us, enjoy it while it lasts because it doesn't last forever. Those words didn't help at the time. But I can testify that they're true. We only have them for a little while. And then they're on their way. Cherish the moments that you've been given. Don't spoil and coddle. Don't be harsh and demanding. Love and discipline. Hug and laugh. Family, there's nothing greater. And there's nothing more valuable. Expect out of your family what God expects out of them. Give them what God gives. Grace, mercy, love, patience, forgiveness, value, gifts, guidance. If you stay humble, you'll find your way. If you stay humble, whether you're the parent or the child, you'll find your way. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Would you stand with me this morning?
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, when I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name.